Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. A very important day in history indeed, after the announcement last night by Donald Trump. And we'll get into all that in a minute. But first, I need to tell you that I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and the gals out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers either, getting the mail delivered to the post offices. And, of course, then we've got our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to where it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon workers in the warehouse and our Amazon drivers tuning in, listening to us, and we thank you for doing just that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. That's the Trump social media website. And we're also on Twitter. You can find us there as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, the word America, all lowercase, all one word. And, of course, our website is none other than the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And we're very happy to have you go over there and check that out, because we believe that we have a really good website layout. And it's certainly patriotic. You can't tell me it's not. More American flags there than you can shake a stick at. Okay, let's jump right over here to the starting gate, and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yay, yippee-yay-yo, Kyle Patty, right?
That's right.
All right. All right, guys and gals, thank you, thank you. All right, thank you. Now, they're all up on the porch tonight because we just had a big rocket launch over the East Coast. Artemis 1, the moonshot, went up with the first real test of the big rocket and the capsule and all that stuff to see how it's going to fare. It's a 42-day mission going up, coming back, and we'll see how things work out there. But that's going to be the moonshot program.
Very exciting indeed. Absolutely. It's time for America to get back to the moon at some point.
Yep, and we will. And if Trump gets elected again, we'll be on the moon with a moon base of some type. That's going to be very important to not only the country, but to the security of the United States of America. He who controls space controls his own destiny.
That's exactly right.
All right, so you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And as we always do, we emphasize the two words, under God. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get started tonight with something that the president said. I do have a little bit of his speech. And caller, hang on, but we're going to listen to this together. And then your caller may have a comment to make about what we're about to hear. So this was Donald Trump last night, Mar-a-Lago.
I am asking for your vote. I am asking for your support. And I am asking for your friendship and your prayers. This very incredible but dangerous journey. If our movement remains united and confident, then we will shatter the forces of tyranny and we will unleash the glories of liberty for ourselves and for our children and for generations yet to come. America's golden age is just ahead. And together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America glorious again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Thank you.
That's Donald.
Well, it sure is, Captain. And literally, I think you've got a lot of people out there tonight. You've got a lot of Trump supporters, people who are waiting for this moment. I think in a humorous fashion, too, I think you got a lot of some cable news TV people who are happier than all get out because they want Trump to come back and be in the news so that they can get some ratings, I think. But just as we've seen before, a couple of them have fallen on hard times. But overall, in all seriousness, Captain, this speech was measured.
Yes.
It was a policy speech.
Yes.
It was all the different things I think that people need and want to hear about how are we going to go about fixing these problems that these Democrat policies have brought about. So given all the things about Trump and all the things about the issues surrounding him, this speech really hit it out of the ballpark.
You bet. And you hold that thought, Kyle, and caller, you hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. But I wanted to get that in there to add a little bit of a discussion point to whatever it is that person's going to talk about, plus what we're about to talk about. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am coming right back.
And stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. Before I go back to Kyle, I need to tell you this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. That is a product that I take every day when I start my day. I start it with my breakfast and I take the Relief Factor. It's in my system. It stays in my system all day long to get rid of any type of inflammation or swelling or pain that I know I'm going to have. And this cuts down the reaction that I have as far as the swelling, which goes down. Doesn't go totally away, but it goes down. Once in a while it'll go away. And the inflammation that goes away and the pain that goes away. But if I didn't take it, I'd be taking some sort of prescription medicine that they used to give me, or I might be taking a handful of Aleve, because I used to do that too when I didn't have the prescription. It just all depended. But that's not good for you. You shouldn't be taking 4, 5, or 6 Aleve at a time. You just shouldn't be doing it. So I found that out too. But Relief Factor is a product that I tell you about because it works for me. And if it works for me, it'll work for thee. In other words, you guys. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check out the product and order the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's all it costs to get started for 3 weeks. You'll know by the end of that third week whether or not it's going to work or not. And I'll tell you right now, when it does, you go on automatic shipping. It gets sent to you for just add the price up there, and you'll figure out what it is for 4 weeks versus 3, and then away you go. Plus, you have to pay a shipping handling at that time. So it's not a bad deal. It'll get you out of pain. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! All right, we're going to go over here to the phone line, waiting very patiently. We've got Mike from Mikeville. Yep, we've got Mikeville now, Mikeville, USA. Okay, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Captain. Hello, Kyle. So, you know, Kyle, the other night we discussed the factor of how it's possible that President Trump has gotten too toxic, and so now he's announced that he's going to run, and he's taking jabs at Ron DeSantis, and, you know, DeSantis is pretty much sitting there up until this point taking it, not really, you know, throwing punches back. So I was watching the former president's speech earlier tonight, and I'm thinking, okay, so in the past we've had situations where one party was in control and things were not going well, and in the midterms they had a lackluster performance, but then when the next presidential cycle came around, they smashed it. So my question to you, Kyle, in all the years that you've been doing professor of politics, and you would know, is can Trump pull this off? Because he's got pretty severe headwinds that are trying to keep him from, you know, becoming president again. And I'm starting to think, you know, this might be a situation where, depending on who gets the primary nod to go forward and whoever they're running up against, the electorate might say, well, I don't like Trump and I don't like the other person, whether it be Biden or Gavin Newsom. But then the electorate might say to them, well, maybe Trump is a lesser evil. Not exactly what I would want, but I'd rather have him in the White House than the other person, because things have gotten, because if the next 2 years is any indication of what the past 2 years is, it's looking pretty not good, Kyle. So what do you have to say? Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, Mike. I think that's a great analysis. You know, I do think that if the answer really is it depends. It depends if former President Trump, maintains, I think, the kind of tone and atmosphere that he set with this speech. This is a very, very different Donald Trump. It's all original Trump in the sense of what he's talking about, but now he's also has a record that he can go back to. And you're right, the next 2 years are going to be incredibly important in terms of what the Democrat policies and Biden are going to continue to do. People may feel that they're going to get to such a point that they want somebody to literally fix it. So it just depends. I think if Trump stays on the straight and narrow, he would have a real chance. Of course, he's got to get the nomination first, and that's really the first hurdle to get over. But if this particular President Trump maintains, I think it's a very, very bright future. That being said, the attacks on DeSantis and so forth, there has to be some kind of healing that goes on there, and President Trump can't keep doing that kind of stuff.
Well, Ron DeSantis did say something yesterday when he came out and had a press conference, and he was asked some questions about what do you think about Trump, you know, going after him, this, that, and the other. And he said, well, all you're hearing is noise, and then he dropped it.
Very interesting.
His words, not mine. Now, yeah. I want you to know, Kyle, this is kind of an observation on my part with a friend of mine talking back and forth. But Trump actually is going forward on the strength of the Biden weakness towards China. Now, some people are surprised that Trump succeeds more in international affairs more than domestic, which was clear during his first term. He was much better at doing things overseas than he was doing things at home. But I think a lot of that had to do with the makeup of the Congress. Now we have a House the GOP is in charge of. That should make a difference when it comes to domestic affairs, you think?
I would think so. It would also help to be unified in the, you know, to work with a singular purpose and to show the American people exactly what is possible. It's very powerful, Captain, because with the inflation rate that it is that we have right now, that's going to continue to get worse, I fear. You know, I don't know that all the pain in the world from the Fed is going to make everything rosy and better again. What's going to make things better, just like former President Trump was talking about, was first of all, get the fuel prices down. And a lot of that other stuff is going to follow naturally after that. I don't see Biden trying to do that anytime soon.
He's not going to, because that would mean having to rely again on fossil fuels, and they don't want that. That's not their agenda. But forget about the Trump announcement. The FTX story is a whole bunch more dramatic and revealing, because this is basically money laundering involving Biden and the Democratic Party and our U.S. taxpayer dollars and Zelensky and the World Economic Forum, which is up to their eyeballs in this $40 million that this guy over at FTX dumped on the into the hands of the Democrats. Now, the corruption is so great, and the powers that be are going to be so tough and so strong, and it's going to be a miracle, believe me, a miracle for Donald Trump to win again, because they're all going to be out there, and they're all going to be against him, and I'm talking about not just Democrats either.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we've been talking about President Trump and his possible impact on the Georgia runoff and these kinds of things. But the speech earlier, I think, was a very, very good one. It was a very good, as I said, tone. It was measured. It was designed, I think, to really fly in the face of those who would say, well, you know, Trump is going to be another loose cannon. I think he's learned very, very much about how to present himself in the political realm now. But now, that being said, again, he's got to get the nomination if he's going to move forward. I don't think it's going to be just a cakewalk, and I don't think people are just going to get out of his way to let him have it at this point. So we'll see.
Right. And remember, I once said to this audience and to you many times that we need to find out where this money's coming from to the Democrats, because we knew there was money coming in from somewhere. And now we find out $40 million comes in from the second leading donor to the Democratic Party, and that was this guy from FTX. The first one, of course, was George Soros, and still is.
Well, that's right. And, of course, I wonder, Captain, if the mainstream media is going to be wanting to find out about this incredible story, or are they just going to talk about Trump?
I don't know, but we certainly are going to talk about it, because we are finding out more about it, and I'm getting more information. And, by the way, the United States dollars to the Ukraine for war, and then Ukraine sent the money to FTX, and then FTX gave $40 million back to fund the Democratic campaign, and the World Economic Forum is going along with this, too. This is nuts. They're taking our taxpayer money that was sent over there, and we can't find it. And now we find out it came back to the United States and was given to the Democrats for campaign contributions.
Yeah, it really does speak volumes, and it can become a real campaign issue, no doubt about it.
Well, it just did.
Yep.
And again, I'm not making this up, folks. You stay tuned. You'll find out more about what it is we're talking about here.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's get ready for the rough and tumble. Fasten your seatbelt.
And that same rough and tumble is coming after Trump with that same money, I might add. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Plenty to talk about. And if you want to opine, just listen to this guy that's going to take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, there are reports of a Russian missile landing in Poland, killing two people. The missile reportedly landed in eastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. Poland is a member of NATO. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't saying much about former President Trump ahead of his expected announcement of a presidential run. However, the governor is contrasting his success with those of Trump-endorsed candidates in last week's midterm elections.
Really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks?
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announces he's invoking clauses in the U.S. and Texas constitutions to declare an invasion at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and the specials are rolling right out the door from Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com website and MyStore.com website. Two websites for you to check out. See what you'd like to get to buy people for Christmas. You can either lay it away and they'll send it to you later, or you can get it and hide it and have some fun and wrap it when you need to wrap it, and away you go. But either way, check out MyPillow.com, first of all. You'll find out all the great products he's got there. You know many of them. It's not just about the pillows and the sheets and the towels and the slippers and the bath towels and whatnot. It's about the quality of things that he has there and the addition and the new lower prices he's got on many things. Plus, he's extended the warranty. Warranty starts out 60-day money-back guarantee. So there you go. And then you got the MyStore.com website where you can go over there and take a look and see the stuff that he's got there for your home to help you out there. It'll save you some money. A lot of different things there. I bought a toaster oven over there. And I'm using it, and I like it. So you'll be able to find that and a lot more. And all you got to do is when you go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com, it'll ask you for a promo code. The promo code's always going to be the word Captain. Yep, the word Captain. And if you would prefer to talk to a live person and not operate with a computer, you can do that, too, by calling them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. You go to live person, away you go, promo code Captain, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Com. Check it out. Go save yourself some money and get ready for Christmas in the tropics or wherever you're at. Snow tropics up in the northeastern part of the U.S. tonight, Kyle.
That's right.
Snow. All right, well, here we go. It was Russia's biggest barrage yet, and some of the missiles they fired crossed over into Poland, where two people were killed in an apartment building that was struck, obviously a civilian target, obviously no military value at all to it, and the NATO forces in Poland are hopping mad. It was the first time in the war that Russia weapons have come down on a NATO country, and they are looking to use their Article Number 4, which is a right of self-defense, to retaliate against Russia, which, believe me, they could do in a mammosecond.
Well, that's right. And, of course, Article 5 comes into play here as well. That's the collective defense. And, of course, Captain, the news of this flashed around the world. Everybody knows the ramifications of something like this. But here's what the Biden administration is talking about. They're saying they're looking at this information. They believe it could be a Ukrainian missile that was fired at a Russian missile that somehow came down in Poland. And meanwhile, of course, the Russians are saying, we didn't do this. This is all some sort of lie and some sort of pretext to come after Russia. So that's how the table is set at this point. But you're right, Captain. I think the initial reports and what it seems to be, at least from what we can tell, is that this was in fact a Russian missile.
Correct. There's no sign that there's a Ukrainian presence of this anywhere. And the Russians, of course, are going to try to take the easy way out and go, well, we were shot down by a Ukrainian missile. Well, we don't know that because we don't see any parts of the Ukrainian missile around anywhere.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, Captain, again, the ramifications about this can be staggering. And certainly President Biden, as he's out of the country at this time, as I believe, they're trying to do everything they can, I think, to not really have to face facts on this, maybe, because this should trigger something, but obviously we don't want to get into World War III, so it is a very, very complex situation on how any kind of response would happen. But I think you're right. I think Poland, first and foremost, will look to their ability for self-defense first.
Poland can take care of themselves. They've got an army. They've got weaponry. They've got stuff from not only the UK, but from the U.S., just like Hungary. Hungary has got a lot of stuff from the United States. Plus, they also have a Marine base there. They wanted a Marine base, and they got one. So I believe that's what's going on there. Now, if they do something, so be it. NATO will back them up. NATO will assist them in whatever way. I don't think Russia wants to get involved in that fight. I really don't.
I don't think so either, Captain, and certainly any escalation of the war where, let's just say, just for sake of argument, if you get American troops, let's say, boots on the ground, and they end up fighting Russian troops, we are off to the races, I fear. So everything, restraint has to be in order, and we have to find a way to not let this thing explode further out than it already has, because the possibility of having some chain reaction of some sort, no pun intended, of course, with the possible use of nuclear weapons even, that we're even talking about these days, it's just really incredible.
Do you use Google?
Yeah, from time to time. Yeah, everybody uses Google, basically.
Well, Google has agreed to pay nearly $400 million to settle allegations over how it collects data from users, many of whom have been hacked multiple times, and their information has been taken out there in the cyber world, wherever. Now, on Monday, attorneys for the states announced a decision made by a court noting that the tech giant will pay almost $400 million to states for releasing data to Google.
Yeah, this is a very, very interesting development, obviously. And, of course, Captain, there's just no secrecy, it seems to be, with computers. And your data is being collected all the time for one reason or another.
Yeah, very true. And, of course, yesterday we also heard about the Iranian government, the parliament, voting overwhelmingly, 227-63, to execute 15,000 protesters that they already arrested. Now, most of them were peaceful protesters simply seeking the right to basic justice and autonomy. And they are going to take them out. They're going to publicly hang them and make an example out of them. Some 15,000 starting fairly quickly. This is just unacceptable and barbaric, to say the least.
It is barbaric. Captain, 15,000 people. What words can we use to describe this other than barbaric? And, you know, this is not just a cultural difference between our viewpoint of what of how you address these kinds of issues, no matter what they are, but to mass murder that many people or murder anybody for that matter for expressing themselves that way is just unthinkable to us.
And Kevin McCarthy, your candidate, your congressman from California, beat back a challenge yesterday by more conservative Andy Biggs, who ran against him. Of course, Biggs is from Arizona. The final vote was 188-31. Kevin McCarthy will be the majority leader, and he'll be next in line to be the speaker once it's officially declared that the Republicans have won the House, and he will be the speaker of the House. And we'll take over in January from Nancy, and she'll have to turn over that big gavel to him.
Well, it's a good thing, too, that it's decisive at this point in terms of Kevin McCarthy and any challenge that came along. Any kind of protracted battle would not be good at all for the incoming GOP majority.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, when you take a look at that, we have our Senator Rick Scott, who's running against Mitch McConnell, for the minority leader in the Senate. And I personally would love to see anybody but Mitch right now. I think they need new blood. I think our friend and neighbor, Rick Scott, would be a great addition for the Senate.
Well, absolutely. And I do think that, I think that the McConnell era has now, you know, is coming to an end, basically. And so definitely with the new majority in the House and then hopefully a renewed sort of determination of the GOP in the Senate, even though they will still be in the minority, having a new voice, a new direction is going to help begin to build up the party as we head towards 2024.
Right. And, of course, folks, we are talking a lot about what the president announced last night by announcing that he is, again, running for the presidency. I thought we might hear a little something about maybe a candidate that was going to be vice president. I still think there's a lot of activity out there. And to Carrie Langkamp, I'm not so sure that she's going to challenge her vote in Arizona. We'll have to see. It's not totally up to her. There are all kinds of rules and regulations out there that I still don't get because it's not uniform with any of the other states. And we need to somehow or another talk these states into being a little bit more uniform with each other. So, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
Luke Bryant, and that's a pretty good little song there, Kyle.
It sure is. That's Roller Coaster.
Yeah, I played it a little bit longer than I should have, but I wanted to get all the important parts of the song in there, so there you go. Now, we do want to tell everybody that we are doing the weather tonight, and I'll tell you what, sometimes you sit here, you scratch your head, and you go, are we seeing what we're seeing?
Yes, exactly right.
So take it away and tell me what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, out west tonight, we're looking at some winter weather advisories. This is going to be up in the great state of Montana, Big Sky Country. We've got winter weather advisory covering most of the northern part of Montana, and then especially along I-90 and around Billings. You've got a winter weather advisory there. Now, what's going to be happening, we understand from the forecast there, is that later on Wednesday, we're going to have some new snow expected there between 3 to 6 inches, and of course, higher totals are going to be in the mountain areas, and of course, winter weather advisory up near Helena and up towards Glasgow, that's U.S. Highway 2, and then back down over towards Butte and over to our friends in Missoula as we head into Wednesday here. Now, down in Wyoming, we've also got snow that's going to be coming in, but that's going to be accompanied by evidently some gusty winds, 30 to 45 miles an hour, and that, of course, is going to mean you're going to have a lot of drifting snow on this area. So this is coming down I-25, down through Buffalo and down towards Casper as well. This is going to stretch on over to Cody as well. So you want to be aware of that. We do have some air quality stagnation issues covering most of southern Oregon, especially Roseburg and Medford and down into parts of northern California. But Captain, the real big story, of course, right now in southern California is the high winds have set in. I can attest to that.
Yep.
And we're getting the Santa Ana wind conditions. Now, if you're going to be out on Interstate 15 or if you're going to be coming across out of Arizona, coming across I-40, you're going to have those high winds to contend with. So high-profile vehicles, our trucker friends, please be very careful as you come into to that area. And we do have a little bit of active snow, and this is back up, as we talked about, in the southern part of Montana, just south of Billings right now, and also in Wyoming around Thurmont. That's what we have on the radar right now, but be careful out there.
Well, the eastern half of Minnesota tonight, as well as the eastern two-thirds of Iowa, we could be getting some snow flurries, snow showers during the course of the evening. Way up there in Duluth, Minnesota, they got a winter storm warning still. Way up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the upper peninsula of Michigan, there's a winter storm warning as well right along the lake. You've got snow over the other side of the lake, over there north of Detroit, up along the lake itself. You've got a little bit of a winter storm warning down right in the quadrant where Indiana and Michigan come together right there, I-90, I-94, so be advised of that. And then we've got some lake effect snow that's kicked in here in the last couple of hours up along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Well, that's never any fun. Lake Erie from Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way to Buffalo, we're getting snow right now, so I-90 will be getting snowed on. And then going across, coming up I-81 from down on the West Virginia-Maryland line, up through Pennsylvania, up to Syracuse, up to, Oneida Lake, and then further up to Watertown into the St. Lawrence Seaway. You've got snow all the way across over into New England tonight to include eastern New York, I-87, coming up out of Poughkeepsie, snow across the Catskills, all across central New York, I-90, all the way over to Springfield, Massachusetts, and Vermont. New Hampshire and the northern part of Maine is all snow. And we have a winter storm warning tonight way up there in Presque Isle, up there in potato country. If you're going up to pick up a load of French fries up there in that territory, you're going to be in some really bad weather. So prepare for that. Got some fog down along the eastern coast to include what looks like the Chesapeake Bay and down around North Carolina again. We've got some rough seas, if you will, some wind blowing along the Gulf of Mexico from over towards Tallahassee all the way over to New Orleans tonight. So you got lots of breezy weather over there tonight. So keep it safe, and remember, if you can't see in the weather, the person behind you or ahead of you probably can't see either, so slow down and try to arrive alive. There you go. So, tell us about the Pilot Fly J that brings you the segment there, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. You can find out about the good folks at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers by going on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And when you do, be sure to download the My Rewards Plus app. You can start saving 10 cents a gallon on gasoline between now and December 31st. And that is a great deal by any standard. And you definitely want to check it out today. And with the My Rewards Plus app, Captain, you know, people start earning points on the purchases that they make. They get other great offers as well, and so you definitely want to become a part of their rewards program, and again, start saving that 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline, and then also be sure to check out the great coffee. You'll never get a stale cup of coffee at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. Check out the great food that's available, and be sure to make you get all of your great supplies that you need as well. So pull on in, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
You know what I'd like to say to that?
What's that?
Yep, yep, and yep.
And another yep. That's right.
Yep,
that's
yep, right. And yep.
Well, they are ready for you. They are ready for you to pull in and all kinds of other great amenities, especially for our trucker friends as well.
Yeah. And for the people that are out there, the campers, people keep asking me, they go, you know, we wanted to stop there, but there's always so many trucks. Well, there may be trucks, but there's also motorhome parking in there, too, RV spots, and they got the dump thing in there for you. I mean, they're there for you. If you want to go, stop in there. You'll see where it is where you park. You don't park back in the woods. You have a pretty decent place to park, so there you go. So give them a shot. They like the RVers, too.
That's right.
All right, Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, you're coming back. Hour number two right around the corner. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8-
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.